Our Father, in the name of Jesus, today we receive all that you have for us today through your written word and through utterances. We are blessed and we are blessings to others. Today we see Christ as he sees us in himself. He's glorified, we stand edified. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, we were supposed to talk about continue for understanding the gospel, right? I said I wanted to bring everything together for us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
On Tuesday is actually a public holiday, October 1st. So we need to have that teaching meeting concluded October 1st. So holidays are for teachings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So holidays are for teachings. In Christianity, there is no holiday, but we have holy days. Hallelujah. Every day is a holy day, but no day is a holiday. Hallelujah. So on Tuesday, from 4:30 to 6 p.m., we'll be here. Hallelujah. 4:30 to 6 p.m. We pray this place is free. Hallelujah. But any other time, it will be communicated to us via our WhatsApp platform. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But today, let's just talk a bit along the line when the Spirit gets to moving. Hallelujah. When the Spirit gets to moving. The first time I heard the title of this message, something like this, was on Bro Kenneth Hagin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the Spirit gets to moving. That was in 2005. And while we watched it in my friend's place, that when Kenneth Hagin, after I was done preaching and they had a demonstration of the Spirit, the father of my friend said, "That looks like a cult." He said, "That looks like a cop. How can anybody just have them? People just have them laughing." Ah, hallelujah. When the Spirit gets to move it. And just recently, we got taught again by Pastor Shedwa on along that same line. Hallelujah. When the Spirit gets to move it. When the Spirit gets to move it. Are you the Bibles? Let's see something. Matthew chapter 28 quickly. Matthew 28. When the Spirit gets to moving. Matthew 28. Verses 18 into 20. He said, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." He said, "Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." He said, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." Jesus gave us or gave a mandate that disciples should be raised. Now that word for disciple is the word martyrio in the Greek. It's a word that shows how you enroll one into a citadel of learning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has a noun, martyrs. Matitis is called, is used for one who is being discipled, one who is being taught. You understand me? The one who is being taught is called matitis. It's from the root word metano. Metano. The word metano has a word in it called, it's from the word mat. Where you have mass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be trained to use one's reasoning. So it has in it a form of training. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 20 now tells us how this will be done. He said, teaching them. Teaching them to observe all things. Teaching them the didasco. That word teaching, the didasco, is an active word. Hallelujah. The didasco is an active word. Are you hearing me? It's a verb, didasco, to teach, the act of instructing. to teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So meaning, in discipleship, in training, something is paramount. This is what teaching. Let's look at 1 Timothy quickly. Chapter 2 quickly. Verse 4. 1 Timothy 2, 4. We're going to look at some of these next week. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. It says, I'll start with verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Lord, of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see that? All men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. This is the reason why in most of Paul's writings, you will hear him pray for what? For knowledge. In Philemon chapter 4, Philemon 4 to 6, it tells him, he said that the communication of your faith, that's the word koinonia, the communication of your faith will become effectual. He said by the acknowledging. That word acknowledging is the word epignosis. I told us years back, that should be like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, that word acknowledging is not a consent of nodding of head. That is the word epignosis. Epignosis implies precise and accurate information. Do you understand me? Accurate, precise, thorough understanding. Say that it by the acquiring of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Okay, before we get to Ephesians 1:19, look at Colossians 1:9. Say, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He said that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will. That is the word epignosis. Verse 10 answered that you may walk worthy. Did you see this? Now he said the communication of your faith to become effectual, operative by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you. Now he said that you will walk worthy of his will. If Ephesians 1:19, 16 to 19, sorry, Ephesians 1, from verse 16 into 19, he says, and do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom, that is, revelation in the knowledge of him. To the end that your eyes, that your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Now, Paul's prayer is knowledge-based. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can say a Christianity is a knowledge-based faith. Is a knowledge-based faith. How you see God, how you walk, or the Christian walk is a walk in the knowledge of Christ. Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are effectual in your Christian life to the degree of the knowledge you have about Christ. Did you get that? To the degree of the knowledge you have about Christ. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We'll see some few things along that line next week. Along that line next week. Okay, next week, yeah. Next week, we'll see some things along that line. Is God involved in death? Is it involved in sickness? Is it involved in temptation? We'll see such things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because, you see, in the Old Testament, they couldn't actually differentiate the works of God. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why in John chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, Jesus had declared him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father. He said, he has declared it. That's the word Zedumah. He has explained it. Did you get that? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So a Christian walk, is a knowledge-based faith. You cannot be effective as a believer above your knowledge of Christ. No. No. Did you get that? Yes. Glory to God. The reason why some people esteem spiritual things low is because they are not knowledgeable about it. They don't know it. We're going to see some things shortly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear that? So what Jesus told, or what Jesus instructed should be done to disciples, or how one will be raised, is what? Fear, teaching, knowledge, communication. Hallelujah. Do you get that? Communication. And what are we communicating? He said, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. All I've commanded you. And we said last week and last 2 weeks that the words of Jesus pre-resurrection and post-resurrection are the same. Right? Right? Did we say that? We said that. They are the same. Glory to God. So therefore, we cannot ask, what did Jesus command them? What did he tell them? He said, it is in that context. He says, lo, I am with you. Lo, I am with you always. Now that word, I am with you, we've seen it severally. It implies I'm in you. John chapter 14, verses 18, he said, I will not leave you orphans. Said, I will come to you. John 14, verse 1. Said, verse 2 said, in my Father's house are many mansions. It was when he said, in my Father's house, he uses the word pater okia. Pater is for father, okia is for a family. That's what is under the house. Okia is used for house. Now it means in my Father's family are many mansions. You know, that bit, professors in English, if they are, I heard English is the only field that they have no professor. I don't know how true that is, but hallelujah. how many professors are missing in English? Because English is very dynamic. See, in my Father's house are many mansions. Do you get to see mansions inside house? So when he uses the word mansions, it's from the word mone. It means a dwelling place. The word mone is from another root, from another word called meno. Meno is where one stays permanently. And if you read verse 10, when they asked him, show us the Father and his sufficient. He said, have you seen me? And he said, you've seen me, and yet you ask me, show me the Father. Say he that has said, don't you know that the Father dwells in me? The Father dwells in me. That's the word meno. To dwell, to live permanently. Do you understand me? To live permanently. So, as at that point when Jesus was speaking to them, the Father is in him. Do you understand that? Then he now goes to verses 18. He now says, remember, he has told you in verse 2, he said, I go prepare a place. Now in verse 18, he now says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Before you get to 18, look at 16. He said, I go pray the Father that he gives you another comforter. So, what he's talking about, what Jesus is talking about, you get to see it in verse 20. Go to John 14, 20. Are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. John 14 verse 20, he says, "In at that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." So what Jesus is discussing is the indwelling of the Spirit. In verse 23, he now says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. What is that? Is that salvation or walk in love? Is that salvation? That's salvation. We've done this study before, right? Hallelujah. That's salvation. He says, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode. That is the word for mansion in verse 2. Did you get that? That's the word for mansion, money. Who can make our abode in him? Did you get that? Who can make our money in him, our mansion in him? So when he talks about, I will, if you take that, understanding this, he's talking about the indwelling of the Spirit. So what Matthew is talking about, he said, "Lo, I am with you always." It implies, "Lo, I am in you always." Hallelujah. Did you get that? So the major reason why we say Jesus is with us is because he's in us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Did you get that? We can say Jesus is with me everywhere because he lives in me. Is the everyday reality of the believer. He lives in me. Glory to God. Now, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3. Okay, no. 1 Corinthians 2 before we get to 3. 1 Corinthians 2 into 3. It says, "Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now we have received." Then in chapter 3 verse 16, he now says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of the living God, and that the spirit of God does what dwells in you?" The believer must never lose sight of this reality, that the Spirit of God dwells in him. You must never lose sight of this reality. Never. Is a reality now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you get that? The Spirit of God dwells in him. We're coming to something now. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God dwells in him. At what point does the Spirit of God dwells in him? Dwell in the believer the day he believes. You said that, right? In that day. That's the day of the new birth, right? We discussed that last two weeks, right? In that day, you will know. What we will start discussing today, we'll continue on it in November. So we're just laying the foundation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, the Spirit of God dwells in him. That day he receives, he believes in Christ. That day, not a second after, that same day, the Spirit of God dwells in him. Glory to God. Let's see something. Look at Luke 24. I need you to get something fast now because of what I'm going to say after. I said this during our last year convention. This is that convention. I said something and I would like to say it again. Verse 44. And he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, and all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophet and in the Psalms concerning me." Concerning me. And he opened their understanding. How did he do it? He taught them, right? We've said this before, right? He taught them from the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you get that? He taught them through the scriptures, which we see in verses 26. After the Christ, I begin among as the prophet, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. So, and also in Acts of Apostles, the same Luke, verses 3 shows us something. That within that period of 40 days, what did he do? And being assembled together with them, he commanded, verses 3, and to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen of them during 40 days, speaking of the things that pertains to the kingdom of God. Did you see that? That pertains to the kingdom of God. So he taught them for 40 days. So now, what you have in verses 45 is a summary of, this is what you tag Luke's summary of all Jesus did. Do you understand me? Luke's summary of all Jesus did. Did you get that? So Luke will summarize that 40 days to be he opened their understanding via teaching. Did you get that? That they might comprehend the scriptures. So Luke said Jesus taught them. Taught the disciples, his disciples, for 40 days. Hallelujah. Now within that point of teaching them, what happened to them? They believed. Did you get that? They believed. Did you understand that? They believed. Now he will now say some things in verse 46. Now look at what he said. And he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it is necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name into all the nations beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. Take note of that word. Behold, I send the promise of my Father. Promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Now, at the point of saying this word, were they born again then? Were they born again?
Yes.
I'll come again. Were they born again?
Yes, yes.
They were born again. They believed. Hallelujah. Do you get that? They believed. He said he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Did you get that? So that is the point of teaching them to believe. So at the point of teaching them the 40 days, they believed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me show you John's account. John chapter 20, quickly. Let's look at John's account quickly. Verse 21. And Jesus said to them again, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Remember, this is 40 days period. It's just like somebody coming to tell me, Mark 28, verse 18 to 20, was all that Jesus did for the 40 days. He just come and meet them and say, all authority has been given unto me, day one, in heaven and on earth. Go there and make disciples, day two. Did you get that? Or you're telling me that for 40 days, Jesus will come and meet them and tell them, ought not the Christ to suffer this thing and to enter into his glory? Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he responded not to them in all the scripture, the things concerning himself, day one, but day two. Peter, ought not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Day five, Thomas, ought not the Christ to suffer these things? That was not what he was doing. Do you understand? Did you get that? So, what you have in Luke 24, 27, begin at Moses and all the prophets, is a summary of what he did. Do you understand that? Remember, this is reporting. This reporting is not even an eyewitness reporting from Luke. It is a third-party reporting. Did you get that? Aha. So, Luke was writing a report that he was told. Did you get that? Now, the same way to John, look at how John will summarize the 40 days. That will be John 20, 22. He said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So he just came and said, peace be unto you as the Father has sent me, send I you. Receive the Holy Ghost. Day one has gone. Day two. Now, what John did was to summarize it too. Now, how did John summarize it? He said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them. Now, that word breathe on them is the word.
I'm not able to pronounce it nice.
Greek is not my father's tongue. Hallelujah. Ephesau. I will not spell it. E P I-S-E-P-I-S-O-U-S. Do you understand? And that's the word to breath. Now that word breath means to quicken something from inside. Take note of that word, to quicken something from inside. Hold that in your heart. Did you get that? I need you to see something fast. He to quicken something from inside. Take note of that. He breathed on them, meaning a quickening from inside, to quicken something from inside. Now hold that. Now hold that and go to Luke 24. Fast. Luke 24. After he was done teaching those guys in verse 27, look at what they said in verse 31. Now their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. 32. And they said to one to another, didn't our hearts burn within us while he while he talked to us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? Is it the same? Did you see that? Did our heart burn within us? He to quicken from inside. Did you get that? So that breath on us is a function of teaching the scriptures. Did you get that? Is a function of teaching the scriptures. So John will now call it a breath on us. He opened our understanding. Did you get that? He breathed on us, he opened our understanding. Wow. You're like, Oh! Did you get that? So this is what is there. Did you get that? Then in John chapter 2, when he told them, he said, You destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will repair it, I'll bring it back. Now his disciples didn't know what was happening there. But at the resurrection, verse 21, he says, they now discover that he spoke about the temple of his body. Did you get that? At what point did they know? When he opened to them the scriptures. So it was you all this while. It was you. That manner. It was you. Did you get it? Their understanding was open. Did you get that? How did that happen? With the teaching of the word. No. It was teaching. Did you get that? It was teaching. Let me do it like Pastor Shago would do it. He didn't come in there and do it like that.
See, this is good now.
Peter, come. Hallelujah. That's not what he did. Glory to God. He taught them and they understood. Glory to God. Now, that chapter 24, are we there? Of Luke. He now said in verse 49, now he's giving them the charge. He says, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. He gave them the charge and said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. We're going to look at this when we discuss the spirit of hope. Very well. But what does it mean when he said the promise of my Father upon you? He said, but tarry here in the city of Jerusalem and see you are endued with power from on high. That word endued is the Greek word enduo. Enduo. It's a word that implies to put on. Do you understand me? To put on something. It shows one's effort. When you hear enduo, to wear something. So take note of that. This is something you need to take note of. He says enduo, to put on. Meaning, who is putting it on? You are putting it on. Now when you hear on high, we've done this study over and over again. But here on high, what does it mean? Is it from the sky? No. On high doesn't mean from the sky. But if you are an Orthodox, you will think on high is from the sky. On high is not from the sky. Where is on high? On high is where Christ is. On high is where you are. On high is the Spirit in you. That's on high. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. Follow me fast. Ephesians 1. You see, I'm not leaving any stone unturned. Hallelujah. Okay, Ephesians 1. We will soon start rounding up. Ephesians 1. Verses 20. He says, and in which he walked in Christ, when he raised him up from the dead and seated him in his right hand in the heavenly. In the heavenly. During CRC 1, we spoke about the right hand. Where is the right hand? I don't know who remember. Where is the right hand? The heart of the Lord. Was that what we said? No, that's not what I called the right hand. What did I call right hand? The spirit within was what I called right hand. Don't, it's because some of us don't listen to messages. I cannot say it's right. I've never said right hand is standing right to God. I will never say that. I've never said it. So the right hand is the indwelling of the spirit. Now let's just continue. We'll look at that also. This is that. We'll look at that. Don't worry. And this is that. We'll see that. Which he walked in Christ when he raised him up from the dead and seated him with his right hand in the heavenlies. Remember I said right hand is the indwelling of the spirit and it signifies authority, right? That's what I said. Now, he says, seated him in the right hand in the heavenly. Now, that word places is italicized. It means it's not in the original. So, where is Jesus seated? In the heavens, right? In the heavens, right? On high, right? Chapter 2, verse 5. He said, even when we were dead in trespasses, God made us alive. Made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved. And raised us up together and made us sit in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So where are we? Where? In Christ, we're in the heavenlies, right? Right? Where is the heavenlies? It says far above. That is in chapter 1 verse 21. Far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. So we are on high in him. Do you understand me? So when he said, to you be endued with power from on high, that on high is where the believer is. Do you understand me? So the on high is not coming from outside the believer. The on high is where? From the believer. Did you get that? You will need this when we get to talk about the promised land. You need to remember this very well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that? So the on high will be where? Near the believer is. So the on high is not outside the believer. So the believers are not looking for something outside. No. No. Did you get that? The on high is where? From the believer. Now he now said, till you be endued with power from on high. So now where will the power come from? From us. Did you get that? From us. Remember when we discussed during CRC, we said the power is where? Where is the power? In us, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Right? Ephesians 3, 20. Ephesians chapter 1 also describes the power to us. He calls it exceeding greatness of his power. Hyperbalo. Exceeding greater, the power that exceeds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Greatness, megatos. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, listen, the power is within the believer. So he said, you will receive power from on high after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Act of Apostles, chapter 1. He says it again. Luke will write it again. Acts 1:8. Before you get to 8, look at verses 5. Look at what he calls that power from on high. Verse 5.
Say, John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days from now. You shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost.
Is this the new birth?
No. No. This is what he calls the promise of the Father. The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying my best not to say some things now. I will leave it for when we discuss. Because there's a sequence we have to get to get here. As we discuss into November. Hallelujah.
We discuss into November. We keep talking along this line from next week into November. That is why we keep just keep discussing. Till December. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, you know, in verse 8 he now says, but you shall receive power. When the Holy Ghost is come upon you, look at that word again, upon.
We are talking about, we'll be discussing the spirit within and spirit upon.
He said it again, earlier on in Luke 1. Till you be endued with power from on high. It's the same. It's the same. Hallelujah. He said you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses of unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's speaking to the 12 or 11. Or all of them that are there. They are 1 and 11. Hallelujah. He was talking to them. And then you shall be witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. So you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Now, let me give you this for this teaching. But we'll still break it down. The Spirit upon... When you hear the Spirit upon shall come upon, it implies a demonstration of the Spirit within. It implies what? The demonstration. I feel the power of God so strong now. The demonstration of the Spirit within. So strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means it implies to take from what you have within. That's what it means. The demonstration of the Spirit within. Or to take of what you have within. That's what it calls to be endued, to put on. So the putting on is from within out. Do you understand? You're putting it within out. We'll look at that word upon subsequently as we go on. Hallelujah. We'll look at that word upon. We will still break that word, demonstration of the Spirit within. We will break it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then we will discover some other things inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
This is why in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and sat on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. This is just, that is just saying, that's what Jesus was telling them about. That's what he told them about to happen. Were they, before this time, do they have the Spirit of God in them? Let me know if we are following. Before this time, before Acts 2, were they born again? Were they born again? Were they born again?
Yes.
Do they have the Spirit of God in them?
Yes.
Prior to this, they have the Spirit of God in them?
Yes.
Now, when you said they were filled with the Holy Ghost, when you hear filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not saying they just received the Holy Ghost. No, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, it's, you know, this is a reporting line. As in, it's a reporting. This is not the Hezekiah man. This is somebody is reporting something. Do you understand me? Now, the way he would call filled with the Holy Ghost, he saw something. Do you understand me? So that's why I said the Spirit of Paul, or you hear the being filled with the Holy Ghost, is a demonstration of what you have within.
That I say, hold it as that for today.
We will open it. We will dissect it. Do you understand me? It's not that I can't tell you, but you know, I can't give you cliches. I will show you. You do understand? We will learn it from the scriptures together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's a demonstration, meaning what Luke was writing about when he said they were filled with the Holy Ghost. He saw something, but the best way he could describe it was they were full of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? When you see somebody going like this, he says, this guy is full of wine. Right? Did you see wine coming out from his brain? But you say he's full of wine because of the way he did. He acted, right? When you are going to report that to someone, you say, I just saw Mr. XYZ. He's full of wine. How do you know? He was staggering. He was staggering. And his mouth was oozing palm wine, fresh wine. So you say this one is full of wine, right? So that word full is used based on what? From an eyewitness perspective, you say he's full of wine because you saw him demonstrating like a drunkard, right? Right? So when you hear he's full of the Holy Ghost, it has to do with the demonstration that was seen. And what did they see? Said they spoke in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Did you get that? Glory to God. Let's see how Peter will now explain it in verse 17. You know, Peter is quoting from Joel. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God. Now, Joel will say, it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, right? Joel will say, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. We did this study, Joel 2:28. I will pour out my spirit. Joel will say, I will pour out my spirit. But Peter, because of understanding, look at what he said. He said, it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit. So where is the spirit in the believer? So Peter is saying, I will take out of my spirit. Do you understand me? Did you get that? So what Peter is explaining as the being full of the Holy Ghost is a taking from within. You are taking from what you have within upon. Did you get that? That is the being full of the Holy Ghost, taking from what you have within. You're supposed to be writing that. Or taking from what you have within upon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just thinking, why don't you title it being full of the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Yo, let's just go ahead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, for you to say something is full of, something must have been seen and heard. Right? Something must have been seen and heard. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We're full of the Holy Ghost. We're full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, this is what, if we're here full of the Holy Ghost, let's just see something in Psalms. Let's see what Psalms 29. Verse 9. Look at what David will call it. Verse 9. We're going to major on the B part. It says, and the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth, and strips the forest bare, and in his temple everyone says glory. Remember, we say when you are full of the Holy Ghost, something is heard, something is seen. Hallelujah. Something is seen, something is heard. Now listen, David sits down and he prophesies and says, in his temple. Who are his temple? Or where is the temple of God?
the child of God. The believer is the temple of God, right? That's it. In his temple, everyone, who is everyone? Everyone who is born again. We said this during believer's conduct, right? Everyone who is born again sees glory. Sees glory. Now, when you hear the word glory, in the Greek is the word kabod. Kabod. In Hebrew is the word kabod. In Greek is the word doxa. The word glory is used to speak of one's possession, what one has accomplished. Listen. In his temple, everyone says glory, meaning everyone speaks of Christ's accomplishment. Did you get it? Where? In his temple. It talks about the believer. Everyone speaks of Christ's accomplishment. You need to get this now. What he has done in his son. What God has done in Christ. In that he raised him up from the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And we are in him because of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you now. Everyone says, speaks of his glory. Remember we said, something is going to be heard. Something is going to be seen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So meaning something is going to be heard. We speak of his glory. When Paul is to explain this, when Paul is to explain the Acts of Apostles chapter 2, remember the epistles explained. Listen to this. I want to now draw, increase it again. The epistles explain the Old Testament, right? I said it last week, the epistles explain the four gospels, right?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, the four gospels, right? The epistles also, you find explanation to some things in the book of Acts. You find it in the epistles. Because the book of Acts is reporting. Do you understand me? So it will be explained in the epistles. Now, Paul is to explain what happened in Acts 2. In discussing what happened in Acts 2, you know, in the book of Acts, there are different kinds of meetings. We're going to look at that next time. They had the teaching meetings. Hallelujah. Where they came together and they talked and they learned. They had the evangelical meetings. They had the prayer meetings. Acts of Apostles chapter 3. They prayed. Right? Right? They prayed. Now the teaching meeting is the classroom meeting. Is the classroom work where we are taught. It's the primary meeting of the believers. Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples, teaching them. Hallelujah. We have the prayer meeting. The prayer meeting is like a practical class of what you have been taught. The prayer meeting, the evangelical meeting, the same thing. We had all these meetings in the book of Acts. We also had the believers' meetings called the Holy Ghost meeting. Do you understand? The Holy Ghost meetings. We had it in the book of Acts. An example is Acts of Apostles chapter 2, where we are reading. They were full of the Holy Ghost. Meaning something was seen and something was heard. You get me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Paul is to explain it now. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In explaining that meeting, remember he had first of all said, he that speaks in an unknown tongues. Oh, you don't use the word unknown tongues, you know that.
It's wrong.
He that speaks in tongues. not unknown. It's not unknown to the believer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he that speaks in tongues speaketh not unto man but unto God, right? Howbeit in the spirit he speaks what? Mysteries unto God. Now when he uses the word mysteries to God, he didn't say he speaketh mysterious things. No. When he says mysteries, remember, is the word mysterion. What needs explanation? Meaning, listen. Listen and listen well. When he says he speaks mysteries, he's telling you tongues. Listen. When he calls it mysteries, it means it of or it has its explanation. Do you understand me? It has its explanation. So that means speaking in tongues is not mysterious. No. So, we're going to get to see something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Then in verse 6. No, verse 5. He said, I wish that you all speak in tongues, but even more that you prophesy. But he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, that the church may receive edification. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now he equates speaking in tongues and interpreting the tongues as what? Prophecy. Do you understand me? He brings them on the same scale. Now that means he who speaks in tongues can also go ahead to prophesy. Do you understand? He can go ahead to prophesy. Look at verses 2. In verse 1. He says, desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. When he uses especially that you may prophesy, that word especially is the word malon. It means much more. Much more, meaning he who speaks in tongues can also go ahead to prophesy. And we've just seen in verse 5, that to prophesy is to interpret. So meaning you can move one step further. Do you understand me? From tongues to now give the interpretation. Paul is explaining what happened there in Acts 2. Meaning in Acts 2, what did they do? They spoke in tongues, and they did what? And they interpreted. But sir, those guys don't understand. Read your Bible well. He said they heard them speak the wonderful words of God. Right? They heard the interpretation. How did they know the wonderful words of God? Because Paul just told them that no man understands them. Right? Hallelujah. Meaning, in the book of Acts chapter 2, you hold it and you look at Corinth. The book of 1 Corinthians 14. You discover that when they spoke in tongues, they interpreted. Did you get that? So, Peter will now say, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Will speak inspired by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So they spoke with tongues and they spoke with interpretations. He said, verse 5, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you may prophesy. Meaning, the one that speaks in tongues can go further to prophesy. Did you see that? Can go further. You go further to prophesy. That's why he calls it mysteries. He called it mysterion. What needs to be what? Explained. How? Via prophecy. Do you understand me? You go much more to give the interpretation. Now in verse 14, I said, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit pray, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I'll pray with the spirit and I'll pray with my understanding also. Pray with my understanding. I'll sing with the spirit and I'll sing with the understanding. Meaning, when we come together, we will receive psalms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verse 23. We're just rushing this. He said, therefore, if the whole church come together in one place, what comes to mind? Acts 2, right? If the whole church come together in one place, right? And all speak with tongues. For here and all speak with tongues. What are they saying? The wonderful works of God, right? Glory. Psalms 29, verse 9, right? Right? They all speak with tongues. They all speak with tongues. Psalms 29, 9. And in his temple, everyone speaks of his glory. Now, okay, let's go ahead. And all speak with tongues. And they came in those who are uninformed or unbelievers. Would they not say you are out of your mind? In this world, those guys were saying, see, these ones are drunk. Can you see the interpretation? These ones are drunk. Is it? Paul is explaining Acts 2. These ones are drunk. They are full of new wine.
of fresh wine.
Are you following me? Hallelujah. So, those who will not understand what is happening now, either they are what? Uninformed or what? Or unbelievers. Those are the two sets of people you might find around.
Who don't understand what is happening? Unbelievers or those who are uninformed. That's why I said the Christian faith is a knowledge-based faith. Did you get that? So the uninformed that is a believer will not understand what is happening. Have you not seen believers say, that tongue thing that you are speaking? I've seen somebody who is a tonga. Here you go, tonga today. It's a tonga. But you can still remember when we were in JS2. When I came to class one day, I was speaking to them and said, it's nonsense you are saying. The Bible says when they spoke in tongues, your people were hearing Yoruba, Hausa, FD. He said, I can't even do it. I said, okay, no worries.
I tell you, no problem. That was way back in 2002. No problem. I now started teaching him from what I know, my own level. I started teaching him, just talk to a little level. While he was sitting there, I said, I'm going to touch you now, you speak in tongues. He said, didn't I? I said, no problem. I talked again. So you know what I now started doing? I started procrastinating the day of laying of hands. I was procrastinating. But I will come to class. Bas, okay, security. All those one tongues, you know now.
Just speaking those one tongues.
So, one thing I just made, I say,
I'll call it the browser.
Today you speak in tongues to me.
The attendance center of Boston Catholic Church, so that you understand who I'm talking about. So you speak in tongues to you. But just like, but I've taught him well to understand speaking in tongues. With the book, with my textbook and my Bible all together. You know what I mean? I textbook C and Q BK, everything together. But we shall talk. So now help design. You're waiting for a dove to fall, but surely it fell.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, my whole house, what did he do? I told him, we're going to feel the warming sensation of the Holy Ghost. As we're together there, holding his hand.
I just saw that we were using a steel chair in our JS2 there, JS2Y, JS2Y, Upper Secondary School. So it was a steel chair, not the wooden one. Other classes were wooden, but my class was steel. You are not shaking. You were shaking. I knew that something was happening. I held him. Held him. The next thing he shouted. Shouted in tongues. And everybody ran out of the class.
Oh, lovely. Well, that was the day people started calling me pastor in school. Even my teachers.
So, I held his hand. Started tonguing. And I started shouting in tongues. He spoke in tongues. He wasn't speaking Yoruba or Efik. He spoke in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From that day, he began to speak in tongues. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He began to speak in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we can all come together and we speak in tongues. Yes, I said, when the whole church, look at that. Save the whole church. When you talk about whole church, I told you church is not building. Church is we. Hallelujah. Together. So we can come together and speak in tongues. Let's just speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. Let's practice it. Let's speak in tongues. Let's just speak in tongues. Everybody. Zero on the villa and those Oh, it's a fair. We are praying in tongues. You are not going to write. Pray in tongues.
We are teaching class. We are practicing now. Let's pray in tongues.
Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can come together and pray in tongues like this. Look at verse 24. You have to say, and if all prophesy, See, the unbeliever or the uninformed person comes in convinced and is convicted by all. Verse 26, how is it then, brethren? Okay, let's go ahead. It says verse 25, and thus the secret of the heart are revealed. Meaning, when you speak in tongues, you need to be intelligent about speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, listen. He says the secret of his heart is revealed. That means when you speak in tongues, there is something to be revealed. So speaking in tongues is a doorway, or you call it the utterance gift, is a doorway to the revelation gift. You cannot see. Something can be revealed. Now this is the point where you can go ahead to ask one question or the other, another question. You can ask a question. Is there? Because something is being revealed. You can see, first of all, as you speak in tongues, you get interpretation. That's not hard for anybody here now. Right? You can get interpretation. We'll take it step by step. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can take it step by step. Let's speak in tongues again. And as you speak in tongues, take a hold of the word that is in your heart. That's interpretation. Let's speak in tongues. Everybody together, let's speak in tongues. But I have to go. Just set your heart on it, I'll call you off. Okay, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just speak it out under your breath, under your breath. Okay, let's say, just interpret. Just in
for us. Praise God. Amen. Well, I don't go for that to ask question.
No, interpret what is spoken.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, that question in your heart may be solved by meeting somebody who's ahead of you spiritually in the church. And actually learning from that person. Hallelujah. You know how to be solved that particular question in your heart, whether you're going back or not. You know, you're thinking and you're doubting your stability in God's word, you're doubting your stability in your spiritual growth. But you know, that question will be solved by walking up to a leader and actually choosing to focus and to learn God's word from your local church. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's continue speaking in tongues. You just have to interpret your tongues. Your trance, the word you spoke in tongues, just interpret it. We're in the 11th class now. For Victor Chris. Just interpret what you can see.
Hallelujah. You know, I said something about being stable, about to interpret the word. This brings about you thinking about the fact that whether you are going to stand in the following year or the following days to come. You say, don't pay attention to that, of course. Pay much attention to that. They say the structure of the world to be there and actually to be done.
Hallelujah. What do you think is happening? Something is revealed. Something is revealed concerning someone. Something is revealed concerning someone that is doubting his or her stability in the world. Do you understand? Something is revealed. Let's speak in tongues today. Sister Opa, let me hear for you. Let's hear for me, Sister Opa. You are speaking in tongues under your breath. You will be faithful to that cause because that is the only cause that you need. You will be faithful to what has been committed to you. You know, it's an utterance. You will be faithful to what has been committed to your hands. So, you know, we can all give interpretation to our tongues. Hope you know that. You can give interpretation to your tongues. You can. Sister Simi, let's hear you. Some two more, and then we'll look at Revelation. Sister Gift, yes, sir, you. To reach out to more souls, to be more attentive, to reach out to souls. You know, when believers come together, just be speaking in tongues under your breath. When believers come together, one way you receive from another is the reason why we taught on honor yesterday. You learn to honor your brethren. You honor. You understand me? Honor is the first way to receive. You walk in love. There's no grudge in your heart. You kill the grudge. You honor. You don't esteem anyone. No. Hallelujah. You hold up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go one step further. Verse 25. And thus the secret of the heart are revealed. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly amongst you. Meaning there is something to be revealed. Something will be revealed. Now the revelation gives works this way. Listen. As you speak in tongues. You know, you can walk in the light of much more in what has been revealed to you, just like Jesus Christ. The woman at the well with him, you know, something was revealed to him. And he asked the woman, go call me your husband. You know, you ask questions. The woman said, I have no husband. Jesus would have said, ah, I don't jab all right. Ah, you don't get a husband. I said, go and call your husband. Did you get that? But no, you just went further. You probed further. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't say it. Truly, you said, well, you have no husband. For you have had how many husbands? Five. And the one you are with is not even your husband. And you said, yes. Did you see that? Aha. So, the revelation gave works with questions. You ask questions as it comes to your spirit. You ask questions. Is there anybody like this? No, I don't. You pray for that. It's not the time when you hear no. It's not the time when you now say, ah, am I wrong? No, 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 no. You know you are born again. You are born of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God in you is accurate. Yeah, it's accurate. You just pray for that by your strong spirit. Hallelujah. You pray for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you can look at someone. And you speak it out, just look at your neighbor. Because something will be revealed. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, something will be revealed concerning the person you are staying with. And why do we do this? Why are you looking at your neighbor? Look at verse 26. How is it then, brethren? When you come together, each of us, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Say, let all things be done for edification. Meaning, the end point of why we do this is for edification. We edify the brother. Hallelujah. The end point is edification. Tongues, interpretation, revelation. Hallelujah. You get the teaching and exhortation. Say, let all things be done for edification. Hallelujah. So the end point of you looking at your brother or that sister is to edify him or her. You edify him or her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Be with Pastor Tony. Still close. Get a chair. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the end point. You would know something. Every one of us will function together in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when believers begin to understand to walk in their own, they will walk less in those who are set to deceive them with false doctrine. When believers walk in their own, you learn to follow the leading of God's Spirit. They're speaking in tongues under your breath. That is an intelligent thing to do, speaking in tongues under your breath. Hallelujah. So something will be revealed concerning the person sitting close to you. Say after me. I function with revelation. Now, for edifying the brother or the sister by my side. And I receive from him right now. I function with utterance. I function with utterance. I function with the revelation gift. The power gift. Much more right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just talk to someone and just speak in tongues and just look at the person. Just speak in tongues. Everybody, we are in a learning class. We are practicing it. So look at the person. Look at the person and you speak in tongues. Something will be revealed concerning that person. It might be a situation the person is going through. It might be something that is, that person is thinking of, in the Spirit of God. In the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let's let the Spirit come and just, something will be. You can go ahead to ask a question. Something will be revealed. In the coming days and coming weeks, we'll teach much more on the revelation gift. Yes, in the end of any part of the day, we'll teach more about the revelation gift. How to walk in it. Not necessarily, just walk in it. Just walk in it. I didn't say close your eyes, I said look at the person. Look at the person and get a word. Look at the person. You can be led if it's a case of someone who is sick. You can pray for the person and command the sickness to go down. Something will be revealed. You will see something. Something will be revealed.
But as you see, don't measure the problem. Be intelligent. Don't measure the problem. You know, when you see something, as that is going on, look at it. When you see something, don't measure the problem. Just search. Just probe further for the solution. It's the solution you should say, not the problem. Because the solution is within what you are seeing.
So, that is very intelligent to do with the revelation gift.
Very intelligent thing to do is you don't stay with the problem.
You get to see the solution. So it's the solution that you communicate. Functions with it. That's why we are together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Sister Bola. As you pray the tongue, you had a word for me. Yes, you had a word for me. You give it to me.
Just speaking of one. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you function with the revelation gift? You flow with the revelation gift. Hallelujah. How many of you received the revelation gift? You received. Did you receive? Holy Tree, did you receive? Deborah, did you receive? Okay, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you receive? Did you receive? So, you know, as a believer, you function in these things. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is your own. This is your own. This is your own. You know, you are born of the Spirit of God. And to be born of the Spirit of God shows you don't lack direction. No. These things are in the Spirit, and you are in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everyone speaks of His glory. Everyone speaks of His glory. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we said, in a believer's meeting, or you, when you say the being full of the Holy Ghost, something must be seen and something must be heard, right? Right? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Something must be seen, something must be heard. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, as a believer, when you receive like this, there are things you do. You rejoice for receiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You rejoice to receive first. And also, listen, you know, the things of the Spirit are supposed to be in constant. Are supposed to be constant in our lives. It's a constant. So we'll make it a constant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The things of the Spirit. The things of the Spirit are a constant. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And we said, everyone speaks of His glory, the glory will be Christ's accomplishment. Right? So we will speak of His glory. Right? And we will demonstrate His glory. So we say, in His temple, everyone demonstrates His glory. Hallelujah. Everyone demonstrate His glory. What He has accomplished. Look at something. Because see, the believer's life the believer's life is the supernatural life. We live supernatural. Supernatural. We are supernatural. The conduct of our lives is different. It's different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 10. Jesus has sent His disciples out. Luke 10. Everybody go to Luke 10 quickly. Verse 17. And when let's look at verse 17. When the 70 had returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name. And He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpent and scorpion and over the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus is telling them, I was the one who gave the authority. Right? I gave the authority. Meaning, I delegated this authority to you. Look at verse 20. Say, nevertheless, you know, they were rejoicing. Jesus sent them to go and preach. And when he said, they say, heal the sick, cast out demons. When he sends them, hallelujah. That should be in verse 3, if I'm not mistaken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, for verse 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, he told them to cast out demons, heal the sick. Freely you receive, freely give. So when they came out, they were rejoicing that demons are subject to them. We cast out demons. We cast out demons. We cast out demons. And just as some said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. In other words, nevertheless, in these do not rejoice. That demons are subject to you. Say, do not rejoice in this. That spirits are subject to you. But rather rejoice. Because your name is written in heaven. What did Jesus do? Jesus changes. He reworks their reason for joy. He changes it. You don't rejoice because of miracle. Oh, look at the miracle! Woo! Miracle! Woo! No! Is it not rejoicing in that? Who should rejoice in miracles? Those that receive the miracle should rejoice. Right? But they don't rejoice because of the miracle. Oh, it's a miracle! No! Jesus said, you don't rejoice in that. We're going to see that subsequently next year. Miracles are signs. They are signs that points to the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? They are signs. You don't rejoice over that. Jesus now said, nevertheless, in this rejoice, that your name is written in heaven. Everyone speaks of glory. Your name written in heaven is a proof of Christ's glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is a proof of the new birth. Let me not call it a proof. Okay, proof is okay. Your name written in heaven is the new birth. Talks about the new birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what Peter will call the times of refreshing. Peter will call it the revival that comes from the presence of the Lord. Every one of us, we are identified with Him in the new birth. What will be new? And say that is what you should rejoice for. Meaning, you rejoice for eternal things. You understand me? You rejoice for eternal things. He changes it immediately. He said, we rejoice for eternal things. And in that hour, look at verse 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, take note of that word. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. When I was talking to them and explaining this to them, that word rejoice is the word agalio. He rejoiced in the Spirit. Agalio is a word that is used, you know, is a word that has to do with, let me bring it down to the root word of agalio. Has to do with, you know, when a child tries to walk, the way it staggers and then wants to fall. Yes, I've used a little child walk before, I think it wants to fall. Now, that is the root word. Staggering as it wants to fall. It is the throwing off of the leg in reckless abandonment, unstable. You know, when somebody is dancing coordinated. This is, you are throwing the legs in reckless abandonment. That's what Jesus did. He just threw it in reckless abandonment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what Jesus said the disciples should be taught. He said, teaching them to observe. Meaning, they are, the things of the Spirit are taught and are caught. You can teach them to observe. In reckless abandonment. Jesus, the Lord of lords, the King of Kings. What other name did you call it? The Ancient of Days. He said, "You, yeah, I know I'm a big man in the Lord. Look at your life. Your Redeemer." He rejoiced. God Himself. It's the character of God Himself on earth. He said He will rejoice over you. Listen, rejoice. That is why I say it is the believers. It is the believers of consciousness. It's the believers' lifestyle. It's part of who we are. We rejoice in situations. Paul writing to the church at Philippi, Philippians 4:4. That is a church faced with persecution. In the face of persecution, Philippians 4:4. Paul told them, rejoice. Look at Philippians 4. I thought I said I'm rounding up. We're rounding up now. Philippians 4:4. We just summarized it. We'll look at everything together. Philippians 4:4. They were faced with serious persecutions. And he looked at them and he said, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Always again I say rejoice. Always again I say rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. He said, rejoice always. So joy is the constant in the believer's life. Rejoice always. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The moment Jesus was taken out of their sight, let's look at what the disciples did. Luke chapter 24. Verse 52. I'll start from verse 51. Now it came to pass, why he blessed them, and he was parted from them and carried up into heaven, verse 52. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with what? Great joy. That is the word megascario. They returned with which is wild joy. Wild joy. Wild joy. Because, you know, somebody, you know, an Englishman is to see them and say they just went bonkers. Just went wild. Wild joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a constant. I tell you. He said, no, it's only when we come to church that we'll drag. I said, no. No. You remember that song we took during was it CRC? Just one dose of the Holy Ghost. It's not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Just one dose of the Holy Ghost is not enough for me. Just one dose is not enough for me. So just coming to church and once in a month we do a gallery. Yeah, that's what I know. Is a constant in a believer's life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a constant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We rejoice for eternal truth.
Yes.
You know, after such a meeting as, after such a teaching on understanding this gospel, I would look at resurrection fact. That it is an eternal, you see, it is the everyday believer's life. And it's internal. That will make you rejoice every day. Every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What Christ has accomplished.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what Jesus did. He just told them that rejoice because your name is written in heaven. And he said in that same hour, I believe what Jesus just looked, you know, he just thought of what is going to happen. He will bring many sons to glory. In the resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your name is written in heaven.
Amen.
He just said, "Woo! Glory to God! I got you! Hallelujah!
Amen.
I got you! He's got no." I know we have some people who are still forming. We work in our own.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
What joy? You see, when you hear what joy, you know, when you say Jesus rejoice, that word is used for, you know, reckless abandonment. You know, it comes with laughter. Hallelujah, you laugh.
Hey.
You don't know, no, you laugh. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, you remember last time we said it's us just walking in our own. It's just
yes.
who we are. It's just who we are. We are behaving ourselves.
Yes.
This is just how we learn to behave ourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, you don't look at situation. You don't look at Hallelujah. You just learn to laugh. You don't think what that is. I'm in Christ. Believers who just learn to focus on their own. Focus on their own. You know, they would not have time to be influenced by the social media. Just stay in the constant. Stay in what is yours always. Stay in that which is yours always. If many believers will learn to stay in that which is theirs. Too many times of agony will be gone. Too many times of crying will be gone. Just stay in your own. Just rejoice on this. If many believers will learn to shift away the focus from the problem to the real thing. You know, the problem is not the real thing. The news is not the real thing. The news is not the real thing. The real thing is Christ died. And he rose again. And he's in me. Everybody's doing the same thing. People are not rejoicing that you are walking. You learn. You don't know how to rejoice. Watch how someone else is doing. The king of the sheep are you. You know, you should make this a concept. much more? It is. Is there much more doing this?
Doing this?
Not minding what others have done. Every other thing you will have that will upset you are external to you. But this is from within. It drowns fear. It drowns the fear of the unknown. It drowns the fear of an evil report. You just flow in your own. You just flow in your own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have more times to rejoice. Rejoice like this, there's something to be said. There's something that we'll know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when you seek out to understand God's leading concerning a particular matter, you should understand, I'm talking to someone, concerning a matter that has to do with choices. There's actually choices as we go into next year. Choices as regards, you know, some very important things concerning yourself and ministry, most especially. Choices. You thought about it 2 days ago. You know, you'll be much more intelligent. Because you know you don't lack food. You know you don't lack direction. You know you're born of God, you don't lack direction. Do you understand me? You don't lack direction. You should. What you need is to understand the leading of God's Spirit concerning that matter. I know in understanding the leading of God's Spirit, you should give yourself much more to the things of the Spirit. Give yourself much more to praying in tongues and just rejoicing. Amen. Oh, you won't just rejoice. Just have time to rejoice. Amen. Much more.
Amen.
And you get that direction. You see, you understand the leading.
Amen.
You know, when you do this, just you understand the leading. You understand the leading, because that leading is there. So don't becloud your mind with thoughts like you're having different thoughts. I tell you, the Spirit of God is not the one speaking. Because of those thoughts you have, God's Spirit is not the one communicating anything to you. So you learn, you know, when God speaks, to understand God's leading is that it drowns doubt, it drowns fear, it drowns double mind. Bible shows us that the double tongue is unstable. So you would hear clearly. You know, the reason for the double thought is because of what you fill your mind with.
So you are battling with your senses and what is obtainable in the social world. But you learn to do more of the Holy Ghost. You learn to do more of the Holy Ghost. You know, that is the word for you. Do more of the Holy Ghost. Do more of the Holy Ghost. More, more. What I mean by me, more. More of the Holy Ghost. Much more personal rejoicing, praying in tongues. Much more of the Holy Ghost. The fear will be dropped. The other thoughts, or the thoughts or the experience you have from the media and from the social world will be drowned. You will hear clearly then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us thank Him. Let us thank Him. Let us thank Him.
Thank you. Yeah.